Today it is the 22nd of February 2018. It's
Thursday.
So today it's the closing day, the last day of the second Metta Meditation Retreat here at the Chamyemyain Meditation Center in Biyongluin. So this retreat started on the 4th of February, and today it's the 22nd of February, so that's 14 days, a two-week retreat. So the meditators who have come here to practice metta meditation, they come from many different countries, and altogether in this second metta retreat, it's been 34 foreign meditators. And all of these meditators have practiced sincerely and diligently. And having practiced diligently and sincerely, so the meditators have come to well understand the nature of metta, of loving kindness.
Metta samadhi doro agong doro gongong ya dwa ja le.
And also meditators have attained quite strong metta concentration.
Yogiri ga metta diya juju sada bwa mya a thu de lu wiyawta duro sin mya ga le be wiyawta ku juju sada pyu lo saung ya ja le.
And in the same way as the meditators have been practicing the meditation diligently, sincerely, likewise the voluntary helpers here in the center, they have carried out their work diligently and sincerely. Sayadaw will relate something that a meditator said in an interview a few days ago. So she said that previously she had been attending a meditation retreat at the Chaswa Monastery in Sagaing, and she had helped organizing the kitchen or for the food. So organizing the kitchen for cooking the food for the meditators, she hired a cook from a hotel in Mandalay. And she said the food was really good. But then she said, compared to the food getting here at the Chamyemyain Meditation Center, here it's better. Is that right? Do you agree?
Mayala.
Yes, Mandy. Not so much approval or not so many people saying yes. Do you know how why the food is better here than in another place.
Mane.
Correct.
Yeah. ဝိယောဇာရိယမေတ္တာအပြည့်အဝစေတနာကောင်းကောင်းမွန်မွန်နဲ့ချက်တာပြုတာဆိုတော့ပူပြီးစကောင်းလာ
That's correct. Yes. The helpers here in the center they cook with metta based on metta and that's why the food is nicer.
ဒီလိုရောက်တာတော့ဒီကြောင့်ဒီရိတ်တမှာအလုံးပြည့်စုံနေတဲ့ဟောတဲ့ပြောတဲ့ညွန်ကြားတဲ့ပုဂ္ဂိုလ်တွေကလည်းကောင်းတယ်နာဆောင်လျှောက်တဲ့ဥပဇင်တန်ခါတွေလည်းကောင်းတယ်ပြည်သူတွေဆောင်လျှောက်တဲ့ဝေဟောဇာတွေကလည်းကောင်းတယ်နေရာဒေသကလည်းကောင်းတယ
် And so she also said that here in this center everything is done very well the teachings the teachers are very good then the assisting monks helpingalso very good, very kind. Also the helpers are very good, very kind. And also the place is very nice. So everything is good, everything is complete. However, what is really important is to have a mind and heart full of metta, like that metta always dwells in the heart and mind.
Yogi riyo, adanga riyo, yogi riyo, vyauta riyo, koya na lungta liyo, mera metta ne seimbi thabu luyamare.
So, whether it's the monks or the meditators or the helpers, what is important is to always have the heart and mind filled with metta.
Kuna luna gu, lova, doda, moha, mamana, sare, akuzo gile dari ne, sing vitae, naluna, pu, long, biro, sing, doka, yaute.
If the mind and the heart were filled with the defilements, starting with lobha, dosa, and moha, and so on, then a heart and mind filled with these kilesas is hot and burning.
လောကလူတွေကကိုယ့်ရဲ့နှလုံးသားကိုအဲဒီလောဘဒေါသစတဲ့အကုသိုလ်ကိလေသာတွေနဲ့စိန်ပြီးထားကြတာများတယ
်။ However, in many people's heart and mind are filled with these defilements like lobha, dosa and so on.
အဲ့တော့သူတို့နှလုံးသားသူတို့ရဲ့ခန္ဓာကိုယ်တွေကအမြဲတမ်းမီးလောင်ပြီးနေရ
And so that's why their heart, their mind, also their body, they are always burning with a fire.
မီးကြီးကိုမြိုထားသလိုဖြစ်နေ
It's like a huge fire burning.
ဒီနေ့အပြင်သူတို့အစိတ်တွေကိုတောက်နေအစိတ်တွေကိုတောင်းသုံးပြီးနေတယ်နေတာနဲ့တူတယ
် Or it can also be compared like drinking poison
ဒါကြောင့်သူတို့မှာနှလုံးယောဂါတွေဖြစ်ကြတယ်သွေးတို့ယောဂါတွေဖြစ်ကြတယ်စီးရူယောဂါတွေဖြစ်ကြ
And that's why they also have various diseases such as the heart disease or high blood pressure or diabetes
အဲ့ဒါကိုသူတို့ကအမှန်ကိုမမြင်ဘူးအမှန်ကိုမသိဘူ
း So these people they don't know what is true they don't know things as they are
အမှန်ကအဲ့ဒီကိလေသာတရားတွေကိုနှလုံးသား
They don't know that if one has these kilesas, lobha, dosa, and so on, dwelling in one's heart and mind, that this can be the cause for such diseases. So such people, they just eat and do what they want. They do not reflect on what would be appropriate food for their sickness.
That such
external things, to consider that or not, is one thing, but basically people don't know about the mind, or they don't know that if these defilements are dwelling in one's heart and mind, defilements such as lobha, dosa, and so on. So they don't know that these defilements can be the cause for various kinds of diseases. So one should really pay attention to the fact that one fills one's heart and mind with wholesome mental states, with states like metta or sympathetic joy.
The metta dhyāru, karuna dhyāru, mudita dhyāru, sāre kudu dhyāri ya, tattvāri ye, amitāṁ gaumune sēri ve.
So these wholesome mental states, such as metta, karuna, mudita, and so on, they are really very beneficial, helpful states. They are like medicine. So one should take this medicine, one should have one's heart and mind filled with these qualities, and if one does so, then one will not encounter much suffering or distress. So, if one wants to live a happy and peaceful life, then one should make sure that one's heart and mind is always filled with these wholesome states like metta, karuna, mudita, and so on. And so then one will be able to have a long life, one will be healthy, one will be able to live happily and peacefully. So these are states, these are dhammas that can provide real happiness and peace.
So,
So if one wants to live happily and peacefully, if one wants to have long life and so on, then one should always make sure that these wholesome mental states are present in one's heart and mind. One should always make sure that the heart and mind is filled with these wholesome mental states. So whether it's, well, for all the yogis who are leaving today, all the yogis who are staying on, and for all the Vyavesas, for all the helpers, so if you, or may you be able to dwell or live happily and peacefully by having a heart and mind filled with these wholesome states, starting with metta, karuna, and upeka. No, metta, karuna, mudita.
Yama yogi le te se jo lao do si na. Yama yogi le 15 yao lao si ni.
So there are about 15 people who are leaving.
Yama yogi de le gu niya gu de da yao yin di metta bwa mya mu ko set bi bwa mya chein ya ya de lu bwa mya bi ja.
So those who are leaving, when you go back home, wherever you go, please continue to cultivate metta. Please continue to develop loving kindness.
Dimase adome yogi de le metta deya set thome yogi de metta deya set bi adu ja vipadana deya adome yogi de le set bi yoda bwa mya adu ja.
And those of you, those meditators of you who are staying on, so please continue with your practice, be that the metta meditation practice or be that vipassana meditation practice. So yogis who are staying on, these are about 15 meditators. So today and tomorrow, another 5 foreign meditators will come
here.
So please continue to practice diligently and sincerely. And Sayadaw will go to Yangon the day after
tomorrow.
Sayadaw has go back to Yangon because beginning of March, the so-called Buddhist cultural course will start. It's a course for children during which they learn to meditate and during which they learn about Buddhism and meditation. But then Sayadaw has left, Usuriya will be here, and Ayaviranyani will also be here, and I myself will also be here. Until beginning of March. So all these people will take care. And also of the voluntary helpers, Sayadaw asks them to also, some of them come and help. Now Sayadaw will relate something that a Burmese lady tall Sayadaw. Her name is Dosan Myin.
ဒီမိုက်တော်သမင်းဘယ်ပြန်လာတာလို့ဆိုတော့ဥပဇင်းစီကတရားနာပြီးပြန်လာတာ
So Sayadaw asked her, where have you been just now? And she says, I went to a monk, her son, to listen to a Dhamma talk.
သူကသူသားဥပဇင်းတပါးဒီမှာရှိတယ
် Because her son is here as a monk. He lives here as a monk.
ပါတရားတွေဟောလိုက်တော့လို့ဆိုတော့ဒီမ ాయి ကြောင်းလာလို့ရှိရင်ကုသိုလ်ရအောင်ဝေယောစာလုံတော့လို့ဆိုတဲ့အကုသိုလ်ဖြစ်အောင်မလုံနဲ့လို့ပြောတယ
် So then the monk her son told her if you come here to the monastery then engage in meritorious deeds make sure that you do not engage in any demeritorious deeds
ကုသိုလ်ကနှလုံးသားကိုပြုစင်းနေအောင်ငြေရန်ကြိုးစားလို့ဆိုတဲ့အမဲရောင်လေးတုတ်တုတ်ပြီးမသွားနဲ့လို့ပြောတယ
် And he further said try to always have a pure and clear mind try to avoid that your mind is dark or black
အဲ့ဒါဘုန်းကြီးကသဘောကျလို့တော့မှတ်တာလားဝေယောဇာလာလို့ရင်လဲကုသိုလ်ရအောင်လုပ်ကြပ
ါ So Sayadaw appreciates that advice and again encourages the helper to when they come here that they always should perform their help, their support in a way that it is a wholesome deed.
ကုသိုလ်ရမယ်အပြောအဆိုကုသိုလ်ရမယ်အကြံအစီဒါမျိုးကုသိုလ်ရမယ်အလုပ်ကိုလုပ်ရတယ
်. So all the work should be wholesome, meaning the physicalactions should be wholesome, their thoughts should be wholesome, or what they say should be wholesome.
ညာသူကလူတွေကရေးတာတဲ့ဘုန်းကြီးကျောင်းနဲ့ဘုရားဘောရောက်ပြီးလုံနေရင်ကုသိုလ်ရပြီလို့ဒီလိုထင်တယ်။အဲလုံနေတိုင်းကုသိုလ်ရတာမဟုတ်ဘူး။လုံရင်အကုသိုလ်တွေဖြစ်တာ၊ပြောရင်အကုသိုလ်တွေဖြစ်တာတွေရှိတယ်။အဲ့ဒါတည်ထား
။ So people think that when one goes to aMonastery, meditation center, that one automatically just gets wholesomeness. But that's not true. In carrying out their work, it can happen that what they do is unwholesome or what they say is unwholesome.
ခုနပြောတဲ့မေတ္တာ၊ကရုဏာ၊မုဒိတာအခြေခံထားတဲ့စိတ်တည်းနဲ့ဟမ်နာကိုသရတရားတွေနဲ့ကောင်းတဲ့စေရနာတွေနဲ့ဒီလိုလှုပ်ဆောင်နေမှလှုပ်တိုင်းကုသိုလ်ရတယ်ပြောတိုင်းကုသိုလ်ရ
only when one performs one's work with a wholesome state of mind like based on metta karuna mudita and so on only then will one's physical actions be wholesomeonly then will one's speech be wholesome
အဲ့ဒါကြောင့်ဝေယောဇာလုပ်ရင်ကုသိုလ်ရအောင်လုပ်ပါအကုသိုလ်ဖြစ်အောင်မလုပ်ပါနဲ့
so the voluntary for the voluntary helpers so whatever you do make sure it's a wholesome deed make sure that it does not become an unwholesome deed
ရေးတာရဲ့ရောက်မှာကိုယ်နှလုံးသားတွေမဲ့သွားတယ်ဆိုတဲ့အဖြစ်မျိုးမဖြစ်ပါစေနဲ့
So please make sure that by coming to the meditation center that your mind does not become dark or black
ဣဒ္ဓာဆိုတဲ့နေရာအကုသိုလ်ကိလေသာအငြိအကြေးတွေကိုစေကျော်သုတ်သင်ပယ်ရှားတဲ့နေရာဖြစ်တယ
် So coming to aMeditation center and engaging in voluntary work that is beneficial, then in this way one can purify one's kilesas, one's defilements.
အဲဒါလေးတွေကိုအမြဲတမ်းသတိထားပြီးတော့ကိုယ်စိတ်ကိုအမြဲတမ်းကုသိုလ်လေးဖြစ်နေအောင်ကုသိုလ်စိတ်ကလေးနဲ့ကြိုးစားပြီးဆောင်ရွက်ကြပါ
So Sayadaw encourages the helpers to always engage in any kind of work and make sure that it becomes a wholesome deed. So to do it with a wholesome mind.
အဲ့ဒီကုသိုလ်တရားကမှကိုယ်ဘဝကိုပိစုံပံမာယောသန္တရာမာယောနောက်ဆုံးနိဗ္ဗာန်ရောက်သည့်အထိကောင်းကျိုးချမ်းသာတွေကိုပိစံမှာဖြစ်ပါတယ
် And so this merit or this wholesomeness will be beneficial and support one in this life in further lives and also will be supportive for the attainmentof Nibbana, or liberation.
Nalakura, to celebrate Jyotha Atujame Yogimya, to the other hand, be it all, to solo Yidamariya Yawla.
For the meditators who are staying on, so now the construction workstarts again.
Dhiru Dhalanai Nai Yogi Dhiru Masunyan also Biro Bungiro Yanna Dara Yogi Dhiru Dhyasakam Biro Dhiru Yawla Kuma Dhung Dhai Na Thu Kumi.
So Sayadaw has sent the workers back for this 1 month so that you can have a quiet environment, but now the workers are back and they start working again.So please be accepting and tolerant and patient with it. So you know, just be concerned about your own thing, about your meditation.Do not let the mind go to the noise of the construction work. So Sayadaw thinks that after 3 or 4 months, the construction will be finished, the building will be finished. So this is the last building that is being built here. Sayadaw has not accepted any other offers for building more. So may all of you here, the meditators and everybody else, be able to continue with the practice. And by continuing the practice diligently and sincerely, may you be able to experience happiness and peace in this life. And may you be able to attain Nibbana, liberation.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
So now it's my turn.
We all that is, Yamade. We all that is. Yamade. 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 Yamade.
Yamade.
Yamade. Yamade. Yamade. Yamade. Yamade. Yamade. Yamade. Yamade. Yamade. Yamade. Yamade. Yamade. Yamade. Yamade. Yamade. Yamade. Yamade. Yamade. Yamade. Yamade. Yamade. Yamade. Yamade. Yamade.
So those helpers who need to go and do some work, they can go, the others can stay here. So now it's my turn to say a few words to you. And I would like to give you a metta candy.Candies, you know, when I was young, and I assume it must have been the same for you, I liked candies. I liked when I got a candy. And I lived near a church, and every Saturday afternoon, when the bells of the church were ringing, I knew a wedding is going to happen. And so then we ran to the church, because it was a tradition that when the groom and the bride would come out of the church, people would stand there, and then they would throw out candies. In Swiss German, we call them Fürstei. And so then, you know, being there and catching as many candies, Fürstei, as possible. And, you know, now that we have been practicing metta meditation, it's like you have gathered many metta candies, and now all of you have a big bag of metta candies that you can take with you. And as we have said, you know, the metta must be manifested, must be acted out, be infused in one's speech. So now, you know, hand out the metta candies, distribute the metta candies wherever you go, whatever you do. And, you know, as you know from your experience as a child, maybe still now as adults, it's nice to get the candy. And so likewise, other people, other children, living beings, they will be happy when they get a candy, and especially when it is a metta candy. And as I said, your bag of metta candies is quite full. But luckily, it's not heavy. There is no weight to it. It does not take a lot of space in your suitcase. Easy. And so, yeah, distribute these metta candies freely, you know, to anybody, whether you like them or not. But by now, you have come to like everybody. No more hated people or enemies. So hand them out freely all the time. And, you know, you don't need to worry that your metta bag will be emptied, that the candies will get less. Actually, it's the other way around. The more you hand out these metta candies, the more the bag will be filled with candies. So for the rest of your life, you have plenty of metta candies if you make a point of handing out your metta candies anytime to anybody.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, Tawira, when you're the radio, man.
So today, the retreat continues for everybody. Whether you're staying, whether you're going. Those of you who are going, especially if you're going to be in Myanmar as a tourist, or you're going home, it will be a busy day. And what that means is there are so many opportunities to practice metta, to cultivate metta. So when you get in the car, and you go out the gate, don't go on a moha vacation. Remember about the metta. Don't turn it off like a switch. Make sure the switch is turned on, like the hot water heater in your kuti. If the switch for the hot water is not on, you won't get any warm water. So it's the same in the heart. We have to remember to keep that switch on. And because you have cultivated loving kindness so beautifully in this last 2 weeks or 1 month, it's going to be much easier to find the switch if you forget and it goes off. So the retreat out there. Let it be play. Let it be joyful. Let the remembering of the loving kindness be a gladness to the heart for yourself and a gladness for all beings that you come into contact with. Let your steps on this beautiful earth be soft and gentle. Walk in metta. Talk with metta. Do whatever you do with loving kindness. And when this happens, that feedback loop gets stronger and stronger. And the things of this world, whether it be material things or immaterial things, will come naturally, as the chant from Chemi Sayadaw says so beautifully. If we have genuine and pure metta, if we think of others, if we are acting with consideration and speaking with kindness, only good karma will result. So feed the wholesome and let it be a joy for yourself and everybody out there. So many people say, oh, the world is so terrible right now. What can we do? You know. You know what to do. It's called metta. So please continue with this beautiful
sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, mommy, me, mom, you're the guy, you're man.
My father said, everybody has been to the jail. Do you believe it? Have you been to the jail? Yes, everybody has been to the jail. So which jail? It is the jail of the mother's womb. So we should be the gratitude to our mother because she has carried around you wherever she went. So we have to appreciate and be grateful to our mother. She has given birth to us. In the interview, one yogi said, she talked about her mother. She didn't like her mother, what the mother had done to her. So it was thanks for her mother because she got this precious human life. Now I have no mother. I'm seeing image of my mother very often. Because she is dead. So I feel much more gratitude for her than before. So we have to learn to live with it. This is the life. On the other hand, all of us have already a death certificate. So because we have been born, we will die. This is for sure. One day we have to die. You have to think about it. You have to get ready about this. So, because death is certain, life is uncertain. So before we die, what do we need to prepare our lives for the fact that we will die? So now, all of you are still alive, in a good health. So before we die, we have to think about this, and wherever we meet people, associate with metta. So wherever you are, just think about metta, do for the metta speech, metta actions, and metta thoughts. So now all of you are such a very beautiful as a precious human life, and all of you are brightest meditation. So meditation is the most important thing to do in our life. So think about it always, you have to do it. So you have to take your time, practice meditation, although you said that you have no time. So this is the chance to practice meditation so that you can attain the deathless. You can become fully liberated. So may all of you able to practice meditation and attain enlightenment in this very light.
Yogi.
Now we have two meditators who will say a few words. Darshana, can you please come?
It's nice to see the room from this angle. And I see what words come after a month of silence. Firstly, I just want to say a big thank you to Bilanyani and to Amiyan Sayadol Gundaka. Maha Sadhu to you for all your efforts and your kindness and your care and your thoughtfulness carrying us through this time and dispensing the precious medicine of the Dhamma. Thank you so much. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. And to you, Mimi, to Mimi, for showing up in this time and supporting. And I want to say thank you for all the amazing volunteers. I'm sure they received a lot of metta from all of us through the time we are here, and carried us also so well. I ate the food and I felt like my mom was cooking for me. It was really tangible, the metta that was in the food. So thank you so much for you, all the volunteers came to help. And all the yogis, thank you for all the yogis that I think we created an energy field, and we couldn't have done that without each other, just creating that field of carrying on and creating that wave of practice. So sadhu to you too for all the dedication and the devotion of coming from far away to really practice and to become a better human being. And one thing I want to share for my practice is that a few times through this month, one quote came to mind, and I hope I'm going to do this quote justice because I'm just getting it from the head. It's from Hafiz, who is a Sufi poet and a mystic, and he said, "Even after all this time, the sun never says to the earth, 'You owe me.' Look what is possible with a love like that. It lights up the whole sky." So may the great sign of metta, loving kindness, shine in your heart, and may radiate forward and to illuminate your path, and may it touch whoever you meet and spread out to heal and spread beauty and healing in the world. Thank you.
Sadhu.
Now Rob, please come.
Rob being Jos.
Afterwards, Sayada wants you, George, to say something.
This was my first metta meditation retreat ever. And I want to share with you a analogy from my experience that I gave just yesterday to Ayanami during my final interview. I said, this metta retreat has been like learning to ride a bicycle. for the first time. At the beginning, very unstable, unsure, uncertain, afraid. But then, after a while, it just becomes smooth. The practice just becomes like it's part of you, just like when you're riding a bicycle, it becomes like the bicycle is part of you. After a while, you don't have to think about how to keep your balance. It just happens, and you can move very quickly and see many beautiful things. And so this experience has been like learning to ride a bike. Reading books on how to ride a bike doesn't help. You have to get on the bike and do it. And just doing it, it becomes easier and easier and faster as you practice. And as I rode the bike, I am sure I am speaking on behalf of all of the yogis when I express first my gratitude to the helpers. They cleared the path, make sure that the road was smooth and no obstacles in the way, as we learned. And so it made the riding so much easier. But most of all, to Sayadaw and our teachers. You were like the training wheels, but also like the parent who encourages the child, who supports the child, and maybe gives a bit of a push to start them off. And just like riding a bike, once you learn how to ride a bike, you never forget. It's something that you keep with you for the rest of your life. And so this is a wonderful new skill that I have learned, how to ride a bike of metta during this retreat. And so I want to say thank you. And frankly, as Darshana was saying, doing it as a team with many other people learning together, it was very inspiring to see the other yogis working so hard. It made me work harder too. So I want to thank all of you, but most of all, to Sayadaw and our teachers.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
And just
so please speak for 1 hour.
Okay.
Thank you for coming and doing this work. I find it very surprising each time I come. I have an idea of what the retreat will be like, and then it's something completely different. Thank you, Sayadaw, for listening to me in the interviews. Thank you, Aria and Gernani, also for listening to me in the interviews. I found it very surprising on this retreat that so much intense emotion came up. One of the yogis said to me that every time they looked back at me, they saw me sitting there smiling. I don't know how that happened. One of the things I do know about coming to this place is that the container is very well kept, and it's easy to go from the sleeping to practice, eating, to practice the sleeping, to practice eating day after day, seamlessly, so well and tenderly cared for by everybody, that I really, really value that. I love to come here. It's an extraordinary place. I think we call him the young Sayadaw, at least, not directly to him. It's also nice to see him. Extraordinary smile there. So thank you all so much for coming and practicing. It made it very easy for me, and I really appreciate it. And thank you, Sayadaw, for making this place, and for you too. And Mimi, I felt so so much compassion for you here with what's happened. So thank you for coming.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
So because there is not so much time for this question and answer session, Sayadaw will not answer the questions which came in that do not deal with metta. So it's only really metta connected questions.
Okay.
So Sayadaw says now only a few, sorry, not all of them. What is the difference between metta jhana and vipassana jhana?
Metta jhana, vipassana jhana. Metta jhana, vipassana jhana, two bar. Ayon aphin le, two le. Ajo tayamu, ajo yajin le, two le.
So the difference between these two kinds of jhanas lies in the fact that the object is different and also that the benefits are different.
Metta jhana pinya taya ko ayun pyu pi lo phit paw
le. So the metta jhana arises based on a conceptual object.
Vipadana sangha paramattha diya phitte yogdiya nan diya ku ayun pyu bi phitte.
And the so-called vipassana jhana arises based on paramattha, on an object that is absolute reality, or in other words, nama and rupa, mental and physical phenomena.
Now, metta sanjang ajo ya bian no le be jima bi be ajo dia ya jima chanda be ya.
So among the benefits of the metta jhana is that one can enjoy the happiness of the brahmas.
Jima chanda ya be ya nya do le to metta shin a Ube Navi Devi Amalabhu. Ube Navi Devi.
So although one can enjoy the happiness of Brahmas based on the metta jhana, based on metta jhana alone, one cannot become free from the dangers of aging, sickness and death.
Sudura metta zan yayone bhavaga malom yau nai mu.
So, by only attaining metta jhanas, one cannot become liberated. One cannot become free from existence.
Vipassana jhan jaro mennyan, punyan, nibbana thi yase nai.
And then, based on the so-called vipassana jhana, one can attain past knowledge, magganyana, fruition knowledge, Palanyana and Nibbana, complete liberation.
Radhapu မဉ္ဇဉ်အနတ္တမဉ္ဇဉ်ရသွားပြီဆိုတော့ဘဝကလွတ်မြောက်သွားတယ
် So when one has attained the arahata makanyana the past knowledge of arahantship with that one has become free from the rounds of existence
အဲ့ကျင်းကြပါပြီမှတ်ပေါ်မေတ္တာဇံကြောင့်ဘဝကမလွတ်မြောက်နိုင်ဘူးအဲဝိပဿနာဇံကြောင့်ဒါဘဝကလွတ်မြောက်နိုင
် So please remember this based on only the metta jhana one cannot become fully liberated from the rounds of existence based on the so called vipassana jhanas one can become fully liberated from the rounds of existence. Then, at home, I practice vipassana every day, 1 hour in the morning and 1 hour in the evening. I would like to add metta meditation to my everyday practice. In what proportion? How long? When?Metta before, after, or separate from vipassana? And how do I choose the object, the person?
ရောက်လေအချိန်ရရင်ရသလိုမေတ္တာတရားဆက်ပြီးပွားကြပ
ါ So yes when you go back home whenever you have time or you take your time continue to cultivate metta
နေသူမနေ့ဆံရအလုပ်မလုပ်ခင်မသွားခင်တနာရီလောက်ညအလုပ်ဆံရဒီဘယ်ကိစ္စတွေပြန်လာတဲ့အခါမျိုးတနာရီလောက်ဒီနေ့2နာရီလောက်ကတော့ဒီနေ့2နာရီလောက်ကတော့ပွားသင်တာ
အခုအဲ့ဒါလ
ေးကိုပွားအဲ့ဒါပြောလိုက်ပြီးတော့မှပြောဖွင့်ပြော
Okay Sayoto says in the morning before you go off to work practice metta meditation for 1 hourAnd in the evening, coming back from work, when you have done your day's work, again, practice 1 hour, metta.
Okay, kwa vipadana deya leba ato chene sulu chene. Meneta na yigu, na yigwe metta boa, na yigwe vipadana boa.
And if you also want to include vipassana meditation, then in the morning, do 1 hour,in 1 hour, do half an hour of metta and half an hour vipassana.
Nyani yada le do du wa danayi bai, danayi gu na bai bai, padama metta boa dudiya vipassana boa.
And then in the evening, if you have again 1 hour to practice, then again start with metta, half an hour, and then half an hour vipassana.
Metta boa, you know,မိမိအိမ်မှာဘွားရင်တော့ပရမသုကိုအိမ်တွင်နာမိသားစုကိုဘွားရတယ
် So when you practice at home then for the practice of metta meditation first of all start with cultivating metta for your family
ပြီးတော့မှကိုမြို့သူမြို့သားတွေဘွားရတယ်မြို့
And after that extend your metta to all the people in your town
တတရားကြတော့ကိုယ်နိုင်ငံသူနိုင်ငံသားတွေကိုမေတ္တာပွားရတယ်
။ And then as a third step extend your metta to all the people in your country.
သတုဒ္ဓကြမှာအလုံးသတ္တဝါတွေကိုမေတ္တာပွားရတယ
်။ And then as the fourth step radiate metta for all living beings.
အဲဒီလိုပွားတာအဆင်ပြေပါတယ
်။ So doing it in this way this will go well.
ဒီတဲ့တန်နိုင်နေဆိုလို့ရှိရင်တော့ဒီကအချိန်စရာတိုင်းဘွားမနေ့ငန်းလေးနိုင်ခွဲထညာ9နိုင်ဒီဘွား
So if you have more time practice more. Like if you have time at home, get up at 4, start practicing until 9 at night. So take the timetable from here back home. And
okay, yeah.
Okay. So, this much for the question and answers. So, now we offer the dana that you have put into these three balls. And so first of all for Sayadaw. So please, Jan, can you do that? Jan? Can you take Sayadaw's ball, please? Wait a little moment so that they can take pictures. And so then now we ask Philip to come and offer the ball for the center.
Center.
Now Tia. Tia will offer the dana to Ayaviranyani and myself. I am the Katya.
And
now we offer for the Metta Retreat Fund. This also comes from your, or this comes from your registration fee, and this is for buying the mattresses and the cleaning materials and so on. So we offer it. Sadhu.
ဥဒေနိုင်ထနိုင်လာထရင်ထထနိုင်ပြီပြီပြီနာဂသူတို့ဝေယောဇရံဘုံငွေယောဂီရံနေလူကသုံးသိန်းနေပြီပြီပြီအရင်မိနစ်မိနစ်တရာလူထားတဲ့ရံဘုံငွေလည်းတသိန်းကျော်ရောက်ကျန်သေးတယ်
And so one is money for the helper group, like from the nearby village. 14 ladies have come here daily to help, especially in the kitchen. So, you know, you have seen them in the back with the beautiful dresses, the yellow blouses and kind of maroon longi. So they got this dress. And then for the whole group, some money, and usually they use it to go on a pilgrimage, to go to some pagodas. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
Uma le tha ge lo, nao ne cha du ko di de gong gong bu bi che jwe lo le pyo.
So Sadhu encourages them to even cook better food next year. And in these envelopes are some dana, also from, you know, all this money now is from your registration fee. Also the money in here in these envelopes, these are for specific helpers like those who always stay in the center. And because most of the helpers are not here now anymore, we will hand out this dana later on to the helpers individually. So now we will ask for forgiveness, and I will say the words out loud, and everybody please bear them in your heart, in your mind, asking for forgiveness. Sayadaw, if I have hurt or harmed you in any way by my actions of body, speech and mind, intentionally or unintentionally, please forgive me.
I am forgiving you.
Now dedicating and sharing the merits.
So,
please repeat after Sayadaw.
Idam me bonyang.
Idam me bonyang.
Nibbanasa.
Nibbanasa.
Vijayo.
Pachayo.
Hotu.
Hotu.
Imano.
Imano.
Punyapagan.
Punyapagan.
Madabidunancha.
Padapitunancha.
Acharyanancha.
Acharyanancha.
Sabasadanancha.
Sapa satanancha.
Sapa medanancha.
Sapa petanancha.
Sapa nyadinancha.
Sapa nyadinancha.
Sapa devadanancha.
Sapa devadanancha.
Pajima.
Pajima.
Sabi sada.
Sabi sata.
Sukhita hondu.
Sukhita hondu.
Sadhu.
Sadhu, sadhu.
Medhapu.
So now we'll do the Burmese metta chant, followed by the Amya Amya.
Halu Dadwari.
Halu Dadwari. Jamma Jabasi. Chanda Jabasi.
Kusinye kinya bazi, seisinye kinya bazi, zaza ayaya atinji jabazi.
Amya, amya, amya,
yuromu jabakolo,
sadu, sadu, sadu.
Amya, 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 yudomu japagolo,
sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Amya, 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 yudomu japagolo,
sadhu, sadhu,
sadhu.
May all of you be well and happy, long life. May everything be all right in your life. So Sayadaw hopes that you try to come back next year to practice here. So try to make it possible. So now we will take a group picture here in front of the meditation hall.